Charlie Crist says he would consider going to court to guarantee his right to permit offshore oil exploration around Florida's coasts. The governor made those comments in an interview published in today's Financial Times as he continues his 12-day state trip through Europe. But Crist did tell the London-based newspaper that it would be more productive for Congress to overturn its ban on offshore drilling as opposed to going to court. Crist stunned some of his supporters last month when he said he supported John McCain's call to end the federal bans on oil exploration off U.S. coastal waters. Crist told the publication today that the current price of gas, at a record $4 plus in most parts of Florida, quote, is a significant crunch on Florida families. He added, I think the difficult decision that I have to make, as somebody who cares about the environment, is to realize that my fellow Floridians are hurting financially right now. Asked if lifting the White House ban gave states a chance to challenge the continuing moratorium, he said, I suppose you could go to court potentially, but I think Congress has to change the law in order to lift the ban. Joe Murphy is the Florida director of the Gulf Restoration Network. WMNF asked him if the governor's latest rhetoric is an escalation of his previously announced support for offshore drilling.
Yeah, escalation is the perfect word. It should be deeply troubling to Floridians that in the course of a couple months, Charlie Crist has gone from being completely opposed to offshore drilling in the eastern Gulf of Mexico to actually telling a newspaper while he's on tour in Europe that he would go to court to fight to open up Florida's coastlines for drilling. And this, I mean, there's no other way to put it. This turnaround, this flip-flop, this complete change of position should be really troubling and really disappointing to Floridians who care about our coastlines, who care about our economy, who care about our fishing industry, and who love Florida because we have beautiful beaches and beautiful natural areas. And while we are very proud of the fact that Governor Crist has been a leader on issues like climate change, it's really hard to reconcile his leadership with climate change with his supporting expanding our use of fossil fuels and tapping into fossil fuel reserves in the Gulf of Mexico, which could really harm our environment and our economy.
Orlando area Republican Congressman Tom Feeney is scheduled to deliver the House Republican radio address tomorrow morning, pushing for more offshore drilling. And the former state Senate president of the Florida legislature, Jacksonville's Jim King, has also now come out in support of drilling. Increasingly, it appears that the state and national GOP have found in offshore drilling an issue that they believe will have resonance against Democrats in the fall. A not insignificant fact, as polls indicate it could be a rough November for Republicans. But Joe Murphy from the Gulf Restoration Network says Governor Crist has bucked his party's establishment when it comes to environmental issues. Until now.
Well, the really disappointing thing is that's the sort of rhetoric we might expect from President Bush, but we really expect more from Governor Crist. You know, the problem here is that what they're telling people is just patently wrong and false. There's no connection between expanding drilling in the Gulf of Mexico or off the coast of Florida and gas prices going down in the next 6 months to a year. That's just not going to happen. And as a result of sort of that myth being perpetuated over and over and over again by the pro-drilling folks in the oil industry, you know, it has some traction and some resonance. So from a political perspective, you know, it might be smart politics, but it's really bad policy. And if Charlie Crist wants to be the governor of Florida, then he's got to put the best interest of Floridians first. And it's real hard to convince anyone, I think, who's spent any amount of time along the Gulf Coast of the United States that oil and gas drilling is a good thing for your coastline or for your tourist economy or for your fishing industry. And at the end of the day, you know, the leaders in Washington have had years, decades, to find solutions to our energy problems. And the fact that they haven't, and the fact that they continue to postpone having to make tough decisions has led us to where we are now. And we don't think the coastline of Florida should become the energy sacrifice zone for failed policies of the last 7 years.